The legislature pulled back from imposing or passing an 11-cent a gallon gasoline tax. They want to, they're pursuing reforms, and now's not the time. The governor of the state of Washington, Jay Inslee, however, is poised and prepared to raise the gas tax by a far higher amount than 11 cents a gallon, and he will not be getting a vote of the legislature or of the people. He thinks he can do it via executive action. And by the way, the money that he raises will not be used for road improvements. What is going on? Let us go to political strategist on the right, of course, Randy Peppel, joining us. Randy Peppel, one of the architects of that new organization and website I've been telling you about, ShiftWA, that's shiftwa.org. Randy Peppel, good morning. Welcome to KVI.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Well, again, you're the person who helped unearth this, that the governor is actually positioning himself to raise the gas tax unilaterally.
Yeah. I mean, truth of the matter is that the Republicans have long suspected this, and last December and early in January, when the session was legislative session was getting ready to start, they asked the governor, take off the table your ability to impose this $1 plus gas tax on the people so that we can have a transportation package. But we're not sure that we can trust you. And he said, oh, no, you can trust me. He took umbrage that the Republicans would question his integrity. Well, what ShiftWA found out was that he had promised exactly that in negotiations with California and Oregon, part of this Pacific Climate Agreement that he signed on to last October. He had promised that he would impose this gas tax scheme on the people of the state of Washington through executive order.
How do you know
in
this?
The first quarter of 2015.
Okay, and you know this because?
We know this because ShiftWA made a public records request of the governor's emails and his staff emails related to this Pacific climate deal. I mean, we got very concerned that nobody was following the backstory. They were just accepting the fact that Inslee said, oh, I don't have any of these plans, when, in fact, his relationship with Tom Steyer, the California billionaire who's funneling money into races all over the country and started last year in Washington State, that relationship gave every indication that Inslee was going to act on his own. And the emails that we obtained through the Public Records Act show exactly that.
Okay, so stop there for a moment because I think this is big stuff. You have the governor preparing to use executive action, meaning he can go around the legislature and ignore the people, to, in the name of cooperating with other states, enhance Washington's environmental quality through a series of changes in, I'm guessing, the gasoline formula or what have you, that has the effect of raising the gas tax, well, who knows how much, and then he denied doing so, but you've got documents that prove he was.
Exactly. I mean, and he didn't just deny it. He wrote a letter to the legislature. He went on TV, and in fact, last week he was on the Seattle Channel on public television saying, "Oh no, I'm not going to do this unilaterally. I'm doing a careful study." And yet, his own staff had negotiated this deal last year, and Inslee signed the Pacific Climate Action Plan with these other states, knowing full well that he said, we're going to do this unilaterally. I mean, it's the same thing as what Obama's doing in D.C., John. He's using this extreme environmental agenda, and he's just using executive action because he can't get the people's representatives to go along with his schemes. And in the case of Inslee, it's his own consultant that said that a low-carbon fuel standard, that's the wonky term for what he's trying to do, mm-hmm. could raise the price of gasoline by over a dollar. I mean, that's not something that Republicans made up. That's his own consultant saying it. And, of course, he says, oh, we don't know how much it'll go up, but it won't be that.
In other words, he's keeping it.
And you have to ask, yeah. Well, if you don't know, how do you know it isn't that?
Right. So he's keeping it, this as wonky and as technical and as abstract as possible so that the media won't pay too much attention. But the bottom line is, through executive action, Jay Inslee can insist on lower carbon fuel standards that will raise the gas tax by as much as a dollar or more per gallon?
Exactly. I mean, the challenge for conservatives, and the challenge for anybody who doesn't want to see their gas tax go up by more than a dollar, is they have to put the pressure on Inslee to keep him from doing this, because otherwise he is asserting under state law he can. Now, it's questionable, and undoubtedly there would be a lawsuit if he tried to do this, but the Department of Ecology, which is the relevant state agency that would actually issue the order under his direction, says, oh, no, we can require whatever mix and fuel we want if it's in the best interest of the state. And so, I mean, think about ethanol. When they put ethanol in gas, it raises the cost of gasoline because ethanol is more expensive. And you're going to do the same thing with requiring a mix of other products into gas, all in the name of low carbon. When the fact is that California did this 2 years ago, they can't even meet their own fuel standard because the science doesn't allow them. They haven't figured out the science to be able to mix a fuel that meets the standard, and that's exactly where Inslee wants the state of Washington to head.
So, tell me why he can do this without getting legislative approval.
Well, John, the Department of Ecology says that they have a broad mandate under existing legislation to reduce pollution.
And carbon
so they're
emissions.
Just saying,
right.
Well, we can reduce pollution by saying that fuel sold in the state of Washington must meet these certain guidelines. And it's under that authority that Inslee would say, well, by executive order, I'm ordering the Department of Ecology to require that fuel meet these certain standards to avoid pollution. So it's stretching existing legislation that had nothing to do with fuel standards and saying that's how we're going to apply this rule.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for ringing the bell on this. Secondly, I want to remind people who say, oh, that just sounds like, Republican conspiracy talk. You've got the documents to back this up.
Yeah. If you go to shiftwa.org, you can look at the emails from Inslee's own staff. You can look at the agreement. I mean, this is all in their own words. This is not stuff that we're making up. We're just pointing it out because you're finding that the Inslee administration tries not to tell the truth a fair amount of the time, and it's only through public records requests that we're able to even find out this whole plan through the Pacific Climate Action process, this whole plan to put Washington State at the forefront of the highest gas costs in the country.
Okay, so, 30-second reset for listeners just joining us. During the legislative session, Republicans raise a protest against the governor using his authority to raise the gas tax through mandating lower carbon fuel standards. The governor responds, by hotly protesting and writing letters and denouncing the legislature for even suggesting such a thing. Here comes shiftwa.org pointing out emails between the governor and the governor's staff and this multi-state entity that Governor Inslee intends to do exactly this in the first quarter of 2015.
Yes, exactly. And what we found, John, is that through the public records process, is that this is not an isolated incident, and we're going to be investigating more stories about exactly what the governor's plans are to raise our gas taxes by this amount, all at the bidding of Tom Steyer, the California billionaire that's trying to get involved, has promised to spend $100 million this year electing Democrats who agree with him on things like Keystone Pipeline. And that's what Inslee's motivation is. It's let's please this donor. Let's impose a radical environmental agenda here. And frankly, I think every candidate should be asked. I mean, if voters are concerned about this, they should ask Republicans, they should ask Democrats, independents, every candidate on the ballot this year should be asked, will you stop the governor from imposing this gas tax, or will you go along with this scheme?
Yeah, no, I think this needs to be among the top issues in 2014. The governor has been caught planning to unilaterally impose a higher gas tax on the state of Washington in the name of mandating cleaner fuel standards. This gas tax could be as much as $1 a gallon or more. Will you commit to stopping him from doing this?
Exactly. I think every candidate should be put on the spot, because either they stand for the democratic process and the legislative process and the debate that goes along with an issue like this, or they just want to let Inslee do it alone and they want to hide behind him and not have to take a public vote on something that's going to impact our pocketbooks tremendously.
Randy Pepl, very good of you to join me here, Talk Radio 570 KVI. I want to once again draw people's attention to shiftwa.org so you can see this for yourself. Again, that's shiftwa.org. And what is at stake if Jay Inslee gets away with this is he will be able to unilaterally, in the name of mandating a lower carbon fuel standard, raising your gas tax by up to $1 a gallon, perhaps even more. You can learn more by going to ShiftWA, that's ShiftWA.org. Thanks for joining me this morning, Randy.
Thank you, John.
All right. I tell you, you know, the rest of we used to have Olympia news bureaus that operated round the clock, round the calendar, all the major stations and all the major newspapers. And starting about 15 years ago, they started saying, well, we'll send someone to Olympia on an as-needed basis. And they began to pull back their political coverage, and it pulled back to an embarrassing extent. And now there's hardly anyone down there on a regular basis. I think, you know, Austin Jenkins is there from NPR, and there's a few other people. And that's really about it. There are no TV stations that have a bureau even during the legislative session, let alone. So they get away with a lot of stuff if you're not looking at them. And Randy Pepl, who was Rob McKenna's campaign manager in 2012, has helped put together this organization that basically says, we don't trust Jay Inslee, and we're scrutinizing his every move, basically doing investigative journalism that the media used to do. And they are now producing documents and emails that show that what he was claiming. Now, we will, of course, reach out to the governor, and we will offer him equal time to come on the show and state his case. I've had Jay on a few times before. I have a funny feeling his staff's not going to want to talk about this one, but we will reach out.